Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
House and Senate negotiators, Democrats and Republicans, have an agreement in principle to avert a public shutdown, a federal government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. And yet the president still hasn't given a firm indication whether or not he will sign this. It's fairly obvious that he's unhappy with this. It includes $1.375 billion for 55 miles of wall on the U.S. border. That's well shy of the 5.7 and 200 miles in wall funding he demanded.
We have some sound from President Trump when asked about the deal this morning.
I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled because we're supplementing things and moving things around and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less, really from far less important areas. And the bottom line is we're building a lot of wall. Right now, we're building a lot of wall.
Sean Hannity at Fox News has called this garbage. A lot of people on the right, not happy.
I think Ann Coulter called it the new yellow deal.
The new yellow deal.
Yeah, you know, yellow like afraid. You know, they say you turned yellow.
Oof.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Again, I hope he doesn't respond to the tweets the way he probably did the last time when he didn't sign that deal. But it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Aaron Blake, University of Minnesota guy. He graduate of the U, and he is now at the Washington Post, a political reporter writing for The Fix. Aaron, thank you for joining us today on CCO.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, you're really missing the snow, huh? You really want to come visit.
God, you're in Wimpville. I mean, D.C., what, a coating of slush. They call out the National Guard, right?
You know, we had a good 2 inches here the other day.
Oh, my God. Oof. Oh, you poor things.
They're red still milk. Canceling school because of it. I think we've had about 3 days of school this month because it's been cold and because we had 2 inches of snow. So
Thoughts and prayers go out to you, Aaron.
Aaron, detail the plan for us. What's in the deal?
Well, basically, the deal contains $1.375 billion for border fencing, a physical barrier along the wall. That's about one quarter of what the president asked for, which was $5.7 billion. And interestingly, it's actually slightly less than the agreement that the Senate had reached before the first shutdown began. In that case, the Democrats were basically offering $1.6 billion. And so, you know, the reason the president is responding by criticizing the deal and expressing unhappiness with it is because this is a pretty bitter pill to swallow. And he may swallow it because he's basically run out of leverage here and because Senate Republicans are not going to go along with another shutdown. But to be clear, this is not something that he wants to do. It may be just be something that he's actually forced to do.
Aaron, is this a result of polling and members of the GOP looking at what happened? For whatever reason, the GOP was blamed by more Americans for the last federal shutdown. Is that why the GOP in this case may be blinking and urging the president to go ahead and sign this? It's not perfect, but let's not shut down the government. What's the calculus behind this in terms of saving face?
Yeah, there is no question here that the last shutdown is coloring this entire debate. If you looked at the polling then, people blamed Republicans and the president by about 20 to 25 points more than they blamed Democrats. This was a situation in which the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who is not a big fan of shutdowns, nonetheless humored the president, basically allowed this situation to play out in hopes that it would provide some leverage for the border wall. Eventually that they decided to throw in the towel and that it wasn't working. They got a 3-week extension. But basically we are in almost exactly the same situation as we were before. It's a situation in which Democrats are only giving a little bit, arguably even less this time than they did before. And that is a reflection of of the Republicans having come out of the shutdown fight clearly on the short end of that one.
So it's a worse deal for him. You heard the sound. He's not happy, but he likes where he's going. Is he going to sign it?
I think the, you know, first of all, predicting what the president does is a fool's errand, as we have learned repeatedly over the last couple of years. Certainly, we thought he was going to sign a clean continuing resolution before the last shutdown, and then he changed his mind at the last moment. I think in this case, there is a real question about whether Republicans would give him the votes to even do that this time. I think they badly want to avoid a repeat of what happened before. If I were to be guessing about where this goes, it's going to be a situation in which the president would sign this bill unhappily and say that it's important to avoid a shutdown, and then he would attempt to do something to gain wall funding through other means, either by moving money around the federal government, which he mentioned in that clip that you mentioned, that you played just a moment ago, or the alternative is he could declare the national emergency that we have been talking about for a while now. But either of those would invite legal challenges. They would not be foolproof ways to actually get the wall built. And so certainly that would not be the easiest way of making this happen, and it wouldn't be foolproof.
What is the smart money, if there is such a thing, Aaron, in terms of where he might actually get that money, knowing that a national emergency, using that as pretext, would almost immediately get tied up in the courts indefinitely? At one point, the president was looking, I believe, at FEMA funds for wildfire cleanup in California, even Hurricane Michael, some of the money, the appropriations going towards disaster relief and victims, some of that money possibly being earmarked for wall construction. What's the path of least resistance, if there is one, in terms of finding enough coins in the seat cushions?
Yeah, so the White House hasn't said exactly where this money would come from, but it is a relatively limited number of areas where they could draw it from, and federal disaster relief is, in fact, the easiest one, maybe not the easiest politically, but easiest logistically, for them to do it. So if that is where they're going to draw from, they might be on firmer legal footing, but there could be more of a political blowback. As far as a national emergency declaration, a president generally has wide latitude for declaring national emergencies, but there is a second step here, and that is whether he can actually get the funding to deal with it. There's very specific language dealing with, you know, military installations and what exactly the military is allowed to do to deal with national emergencies. And it's not at all clear that this is something that he would be allowed to do after a court challenge. And by the way, I would hasten to add that Republicans are also reluctant to go down that path because they worry about the precedent that it would set. They worry about what happens when the next Democratic president comes into office and decides to declare a national emergency on something that they don't think needs to be done. And so I think the White House is going to look for ways to do this short of a national emergency, but that's something the president can do if he wants to, or can attempt if he wants to. And at this point, you have to think it's a tempting option for him.
Aaron Blake, senior political reporter for The Washington Post. We so appreciate your expertise, and we hope you come back on the show.
Yeah, come on out, Aaron. The weather's fine. Really, we've had 23 inches in 9 days. It's beautiful out there.
Is that all? Is that all? That's not, that doesn't sound like
that's flurries.
The winter of 91 to me.
That's flurries. All right.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.